You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing is precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speedtest Intelligence data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Folks, meanwhile, the left is seeing this, seeing the violence, they love it, and they want more. The most shocking poll yet from Signal just came out yesterday, CYGNAL, if you want to look it up. 42% of self-identified liberals now say they approve of law breaking in response to, listen to this, disagreeing with government action. Yeah, we just disagree. We're smarter. We're better. So we're going to go enforce our will. We can't get our way now. But here's the most shocking statistic of all in here. The number that approve of law breaking in response to disagreement, the number of liberals jumps to 60% under the age of 30. They're violent. They love violence. They are inspired by October 7th. They have bloodlust. They're inspired by Luigi Mangione. He's a folk hero now, like Che Guevara once was to another generation of communists. And the Democrat Party knows it. They know how to push their buttons. And that's why you're seeing the street mobs. It all ties together. And here's Chuck Schumer. He knows it. He knows these. They've seen these stats. They got their own internal polling. They don't share with the public. Here he is telling them Trump's a dictator. He's weaponizing the DOJ. Rise up. He means with violence. How else can you mean?
It is just such a hallmark of tyrannical, autocratic dictatorship societies that they use the prosecutorial department as a political weapon. It is a disgrace, and every American, I don't care if you're Democrat, Republican, liberal, conservative, moderate, people should be forcefully rising up against this.
Forcefully rising up. So that's real clear. We're not talking about speech here. They push him and push him and push him and push him. And you know what? That's why they're pushing the numbers up. That's why we're at 60% of young people. Young liberals, excuse me, 60% of young liberals in the Signal poll out overnight saying, yes, violence is okay. Lawbreaking is okay if I disagree. A little street crime, former President Barack Obama called it. It's a little bit of street crime. You know, we ding the ICE agent in the head with the brick. A little brain bleed. Yeah, you know, he deserved it. Think about what they're fighting, though, if we disagree. What are they fighting here in Chicago? The mob that surrounded those ICE agents. Again, this is the second time. Happened on Tuesday. What are they fighting? Laws passed by Congress? Laws that have been in place in one form or another since the founding? Those laws? Yeah, pretty much. We're fighting ICE. Trump sentiment? No, he didn't. ICE has been there as ICE since 2003 in Chicago. And before that, they were called the INS. Same guys. Had a building and everything. This is not new. What is new is 60% of young liberals saying, yeah, a little bit of violence is okay if I oppose government action. What government action? Laws democratically passed by Congress. Again, they act like, well, we got no redress. Yes, you do. Change the law. Run on it, please. I beg you, run on it. Tell them how you want open borders. Tell them how you want every pedophile to roam free. By the way, Democrat controlled Memphis last night. They got another one of those. This is who they're protecting. Here's Attorney General Pam Bondi just last night, that press conference yesterday that Donald Trump had with Kash Patel and Pam Bondi, taking credit, and they should, for the incredible job that they are doing rounding up violent pedophile cartel members. And folks, what did I tell you? So many of the people along the Democrats' human trafficking pipeline are not only cartel, they're pedophiles.
Last night alone in Memphis, there were almost 70 arrests. There were 12 guns seized. And there was a 70-year-old man arrested as a result of our operation in Memphis who raped a child under the age of 3. That one case makes everything we're doing worthwhile.
Yeah, just walking around. They're Democrat. They don't care. Folks, I'm telling you, when you move 500,000 children, a lot of them are sex abused because they're sex slaves. A lot of them were kidnapped by the cartels and brought up here. Even hardcore gangbangers, otherwise violent, otherwise don't care if you die of a fentanyl overdose, they can't take it. They can't take it if they're not pedophiles. They cannot watch it. And so they know they have to staff these human trafficking routes with pedophiles. And that's why so many of these people that are being rounded up in Chicago and Portland, you read it, it's incredible. They've got like fentanyl trafficking, drug trafficking, weapons charges, and they're registered sex offenders in America, even though they're illegal immigrants. Or they have previous convictions, or they're awaiting trial on a child sex offense. That's who they staff these networks with because people can't take it. They can't see it. Even hardened gangbangers can't take it. They have flooded our country with these pedophiles. Democrats know it. They don't care. They look at those 500,000 kids. The more damage, the better. They'll need services for life and probably vote Democrat. Win-win. This is what we're fighting. We got to understand what we're fighting and how evil it is. But I'm going to connect all of this. For those of you who listen to the show straight through, you got a real treat coming up. Trump's going to war with Venezuela. Well, last segment, what did I do? Two Venezuelan illegal immigrants, new ones on Tuesday, this is a new incident, surround ICE, ram their car, ran. When ICE caught up with them using a stop stick, the mob, can you imagine this? We have so many law enforcement listen to us. Can you imagine a mob descending on you? Violent mob out of nowhere. Yeah, because the cartels and the gangs have watchers on every building top in these neighborhoods. They're armed and they call in the reinforcements, surrounded these agents. Violence ensued, rock throwing, brick throwing at the agents. They had to fight their way out with tear gas. But let's focus on one aspect of that story. Where did those illegals come from that randomly rammed the ICE officers? Again, the ICE officers were just in traffic. That's it. That's all they were doing. Venezuela. The country Trump wants to go to war with? I'll tie it all together and make it make sense next.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever. You can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence data, 1H 2025 compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.